This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in our series called 50 Days of Faith. In these lessons, Rick looks into God's Word to discover the true meaning of faith and explore ways we can strengthen it. First, if you'd like to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's big plans for you, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. If you want, you can just text the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. That's the word HOPE to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Following God's Directions.
One day a Roman army officer came to Jesus and he said, "I have a servant who's very ill. In fact, he's paralyzed and he's suffering in bed." And Jesus said, "Well, I'll just go to your house and heal him." And the Roman centurion said, "Oh no, Lord, you don't need to do that." Said, "I understand authority, and I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. But I know this obedience and authority thing. I am a captain in the army. I make commands to my soldiers, and they obey immediately. And I make commands to my servants, and they obey me immediately. They do whatever I tell them to do. So I understand authority and obedience. You don't need to come to my house, Jesus. If you just say the word from right here, I'm sure he'll be healed instantly." Jesus looked at that man and he said, "This is the greatest faith I've ever seen in Israel." The greatest faith. Why? Because faith and obedience are interlocked. When you trust someone, you do what they say. If you don't do what somebody tells you to do, it means you don't trust them. Now, God has linked faith and obedience together so that all of the promises of God are conditioned upon you following the directions that he gives you. Notice the first verse on the top of your outline, Deuteronomy 5:33. "Follow all the directions the Lord has given you, then life will go well for you." How many of you would like to have life go well for you? Can I see your hands? That's what I thought. And God has made some incredible promises in his word about obedience. And he gets very, very specific. In fact, there were so many promises about obedience in God's word, I couldn't even list them all. I had to just pick and choose a few there on the front of your outline. Notice what God promises if we obey him. God blesses those who obey him, the Bible says. God saves those who obey him. God watches over those who obey him. The Lord takes care of those who obey him. You will be helped. God helps those who obey him. God gives us what we ask for because we obey his commands. The Bible says that if you follow God's directions, you will be happy, you will live longer, you will lack nothing good, you will have all that you need. The Bible says if you obey and follow God's instructions, that you will live in perfect freedom, you will have greater wisdom, you will dwell in security and peace. He's promised you will be prosperous and successful, you will be great in the kingdom of heaven, and you will be rewarded for eternity. Now, just in case this didn't sink in, I listed a few other references for you to look up. Obedience is the premise behind all of the promises. God gives us his promises by grace, but we enjoy his promises when we follow the directions, we follow the instructions. Now, based on all of these promises, and they're pretty incredible, is God a liar? No. God says, "I will do these things in your life if you follow my directions," the manual for life. Based on that, let me ask you some very pointed questions, and I'd like for you to verbally respond to this. Based on this, do you think that following God's direction, do you think that obeying God is a good idea or a bad idea? Yeah, a good idea. Do you think it is smart or is it stupid to disobey something God's told you to do. Yeah, it's stupid. It's dumb. Wait a minute, I heard a smart over there. We're going to do a recount right now. Okay. So let's... Here's the third question. When I don't understand something that God tells me to do, when I don't understand a command, will it be more beneficial to me if I do it anyway or if I do what I think is best? Yeah, do it anyway. You see, God often gives us rules and commands in His Word. And they're not suggestions, folks. They're commands. God often gives us commands in His Word, but He doesn't explain why He wants you to do them on faith. And sometimes they sound unfair. They sound like they're meant to cramp your style, that God is some kind of killjoy, that He's limiting you. For instance, the Bible is very clear. It says, no sex outside of marriage. It's real clear about that, over and over. Sex is for husbands and wives in the bonds of marriage. The Bible says, when somebody hurts you, you are to forgive them. The Bible says you're to take the first 10% and tithe it back to God of all you make. The Bible says you are to, when people do evil to you, you are to do good back to them. Now, a lot of these commands, they don't make sense from a human standpoint. But God says do it. It's a matter of trust. So then the big question is, will I be blessed by obeying what God has said to do, even when I don't understand it, or by making up my own set of rules because I know more than God? There's no question about that. Obedience is a demonstration of faith. And obedience unlocks the key to all of God's blessings in your life. God promises to reward you if you'll just follow His direction.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
The Bible says children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that need to know God loves them and has a good plan for their lives? You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. That's why we're so excited to tell you about a very special resource just for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. This 223-page hardcover children's book includes 40 well-loved Bible stories to help kids engage with God's Word. Each Bible story has an introduction from Pastor Rick that helps young readers understand the Word of God, and a closing thought with a practical step boys and girls can take to discover God's big plans for them. Their eyes will light up as they turn the beautifully illustrated pages and really start to get what God wants to say to their young hearts and minds. God's Big Plans for Me is so much more than just a book filled with cute pictures of Bible characters. It's a fun and effective way to introduce children to God's everlasting truth. This book makes a great gift. You'll want to get a copy for every child in your life. And today, when you give a gift to help Pastor Rick's Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus Christ around the world, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible to say thanks. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible. And if you choose to become a partner in hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
The Bible says you are to, when people do evil to you, you are to do good back to them. Now, a lot of these commands, they don't make sense from a human standpoint. But God says do it. It's a matter of trust. So then the big question is, will I be blessed by obeying what God has said to do, even when I don't understand it? Or by making up my own set of rules because I know more than God. There's no question about that. Obedience is a demonstration of faith. And obedience unlocks the key to all of God's blessings in your life. God promises to reward you if you'll just follow His directions. So, as your pastor, I don't want you to miss out on all the promises that are right there on the front of that outline. I don't want you to miss out on that God will bless you and save you and watch over you and take care of you and help you, and you'll be happy and you'll live longer and you'll lack nothing and you'll have what you need and you'll have perfect freedom. And God will prosper you and make you successful, and you'll be great in the kingdom of heaven, and you'll be rewarded. I don't want you to miss out on that. So today, I want us to look at how to receive the promises of God. What you must do in order to appropriate all these things in your life. And the Bible's very clear. You do four things on the back of your outline. How to receive God's promises. When you know what God wants you to do, when you know what the will of God is, you do four things. Number one, obey God immediately. Immediately. You don't delay, you don't wait, you don't procrastinate, you don't put it off, you don't make excuses, you don't drag your feet, you just do it. You do it now. You don't do it later, you do it now. Psalm 119, verse 32, I will quickly obey your commands. Without delay, I hurry to obey your commands. If there's any time in life you really ought to hurry, it's when God tells you to do something. You shouldn't delay on that. You hurry. You obey God immediately. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you understand it or not, you just do it immediately. You don't have to understand something to benefit from it. I don't understand how heavy planes fly in the air, but I fly all the time. I don't understand how computers work, but I sure like email. I don't understand internal combustion, but I've driven a car for years. You don't have to understand something to enjoy it, to benefit from it. And you don't have to understand God's commands in order to obey them and benefit from them. Every parent knows that when you'll tell a kid something, sometimes they'll say, well, why should I do that? And you say, because I said so. Now, behind those five words, you are actually saying, because your little pea brain isn't big enough to understand it, and one day you'll understand real reality, but right now, trust me, I know better than you, and I'm doing this for your own good, so you do it. All that's behind because I say so. And God sometimes tells you to do something, you say, why? And He says, because I say so. Because I know more than you. And I don't owe you an explanation. One day you're going to understand, but you just do it. It is pretty audacious to question the creator of the universe. Are you sure, God? You say, well, what if I don't have a good attitude? You still obey. You're telling me, Rick, to obey God with a bad attitude? Absolutely. It's far better than disobedience. I mean, how about you parents? If you were to say, kids, I want you all to go clean your rooms, but you don't have to do it until you have an enthusiastic attitude. They're never going to do it. They're just never going to do it. So you do it in spite of it. I mean, adults do this all the time. I can't tell you how many adults I've talked to who said, I don't feel like forgiving and reconciling with my spouse. Or, I don't feel like breaking off this affair that I know is wrong. Well, so what? Who cares what you feel? You do the right thing anyway. Only immature people go by their feelings. Mature people do the right thing in spite of their feelings. You're very emotionally immature if you live by your feelings. So what do? You do the right thing. You obey God immediately, in spite of how you feel. And then after you have obeyed, then you can work on your sorry attitude. That'll come along later. Feelings will come later. You do the right thing because you know it's the right thing to do. And you know what? Your feelings will play catch up. Now, here's a principle. In the Bible, anytime God gives a stated command without a specific date, like on the first of every week, do this, He means to do it now. For instance, when Kay calls the Warren family to dinner. She says, come to dinner at 6 o'clock. She means at 6 o'clock. If she says, come to dinner at 5:30, she means 5:30. If she says, come to dinner, that means what? Now, right now. Not in 10 minutes. It means now. You obey immediately. Now, kids are born knowing how to play the game of delayed obedience. Because they're playing their games or video or whatever. And whenever you say, come to dinner, the first game they play is play deaf. I can't hear you. Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you say that. And you know what? We do that all the time with God. Oh, I can't hear you, God. He's talking loud and clear. You say, la, 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 I'm not listening. No, 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 no. You know, and I'm not listening. And you're trying to pretend that you're deaf when God has said, I'm talking to you. And you know I'm talking to you, like he is right now. And then the second game we play is, imagine mom is talking to somebody else. Oh, you meant me come to dinner? Well, who do you think I meant, the little fairy in the corner? No, he says, surely, and we do this with God. Oh, God, this verse here in the Bible, surely that's not for me in my circumstance. No, that's got to be for somebody a long time ago and a long way away. Surely, God, you're not talking to me, are you? In order to delay obedience. Now, when we delay obedience, it means we're questioning God. Do you really know what's best, God? I mean, I know you said this in the Bible, but do you really know what's best? And do you really have what's best for me in mind? Surely you didn't mean me when you said that. You know what I've discovered? That many adults use counseling to delay obedience. They know the right thing to do, but they don't want to do it, so they just keep going to counseling, thinking, well, if I just keep talking about it, then I don't have to do what I know is the right thing to do. To confess, to repent, to forgive, to be forgiven, and on and on. I mean, you talk to somebody, say, how long have you been in counseling? 99 years. Well, I could have saved you 98 of them if you'd just done the right thing the first year. And you're using that to delay what you know is the right thing to do. Question, what if God responded to your needs at the same speed at which you obey him? Ooh. See, when we get in trouble, we want God's help immediately. God, I need your help now, and I need it fast. How about if God said, well, I'll think about it. I'll get around to it one of these days. But right now, I'm a little busy, and I intend to help you, but it'll be a while. If you want the blessings of God, all the ones I just read on the front of this outline, you want those in your life, you must obey God immediately. When he tells you something to do, you follow the instructions. Would you write this down? Delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Now, if you want all of the blessings of God in your life, number two, you must also obey him completely. Not just instantly or immediately, but completely. You don't say, well, I'll take this one, but not that one. And I like this command, but I don't like that one. And I'm going to follow this one, but I'm not going to follow that one. You need to not be partially obedient, but totally obedient. Psalm 119 says, Lord, you gave your orders to be obeyed completely. Now, in order to do this, to obey God completely, you need to understand two very important truths. Number one is that God's standard of right and wrong has never changed. It never has, it never will. If something was wrong 6,000 years ago, it's still wrong today. If it was right 10,000 years ago, it's still right today. If lying was wrong in the Ten Commandments, it's still wrong today. Because truth doesn't change. Culture changes, popular opinion changes, lots of things change, but truth does not change. It is eternal forever. And what's right is right, and what is wrong, regardless of what the popular opinion polls say. The second thing you need to understand is that God has a bigger perspective than you. He sees things you can't see. And you trying to see from God's perspective would be like an ant trying to see from your perspective. It isn't going to happen. You're not capable of seeing it all like God sees it all. So you need to trust him. Look at this next verse. Your job is not to decide whether God's law is right or wrong, but to obey it. We just figure it out. Say, God, I'm going to obey it. Do you know what the oldest temptation is? It's not lust. It's not lying. It's not gluttony. The oldest temptation is the temptation to doubt God's word. When Satan came to Eve in the Garden of Eden, his first temptation was, did God really say you shouldn't eat of this tree? I know, you know, you can eat of everything else in the Garden of Eden, but you're not to eat of this tree. Did God really say that? And every time you're tempted, he's still using that same line on you in your conscience. Yeah, I know the Bible says don't do this, but did God really say, is it really for me? And yeah, I know the Bible says I'm supposed to do this, but really, does that apply in the 21st century? Did God really? It's to doubt God's word.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd just like some more information about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, the Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in the neighborhood that need to know God loves them and has a good plan for their lives? Well, you can help get them closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. That's why we're so excited to tell you about God's Big Plans for Me Storybook Bible. It's a very special resource you'll want to give every kid that God has placed in your life. Here's Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible. And includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me Storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your very own copy of God's Big Plans for Me Storybook Bible. And if you choose to become a partner in Hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a very special welcome gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just call 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Oh, and please don't forget to let us know which radio station you heard us on. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.